question always comes up. People ask, can they make Netilat Yadayim in the bathroom? Of course they're not going to make the Beracha in the bathroom. We're talking about over here a room that has a toilet like we have nowadays. So they want to make the Netilat Yadayim in the bathroom itself and then walk outside and say the Beracha. Hakam HaVajah is very strict when it comes to this in Yabiya Omer Chelek Shilishi, the first Teshuvah. He explains that the Netilat Yadayim should not be made delechataila. He holds that this Tum'ah, even our modern day toilets, even though you could argue they're cleaner than the olden day toilets, and the excrement is really flushed away, and therefore it's really clean. Nonetheless, Hakam HaVajah's opinion is that unless it's excruciating circumstances, one should not make Netilat Yadayim, whether it's for shacharit, whether it's for Netilat Yadayim for bread, in the Bentek. He said, even though you're going to come out of the Bentek to make the Beracha. I'm reading it from his words. Bentek, he said, Sheshem Beres the Netila, Apapisha Kamu Hashem Siloma Meshofim Bezerim Adir Menakim Et Aslayet. Even though there's a flushing system that cleans the toilet very good, so there's really no excrement that's there. Kobakom En La Tirek Tahila, Litol Sham Yadam Seuda Vendam Shahri, Elan Kemish Adadahak. Unless it's excruciating circumstances, She'en Lo Makom Acher. Now, even though there was some Maharim like Ben Sion, he was a little more lenient than the Bethim. He held that our Bethims today are a little more cleaner than the olden ones. Everybody wanted to say maybe it's permissible, but again, Alakha Maaseh, one should not take that leniency and try to make the Netilat Yadayim outside of a Bethim in a regular sink or in a kitchen or a different place. However, it should be pointed out that Hakam HaVajah is lenient when it comes to a plane. He says that the bathrooms on the plane are indeed different, and you could see the difference even in the mechanism of the plane, and it doesn't even stay there at all because it's a flap. It goes right in the place, so it doesn't even sit there at all. Therefore, it's a little more lenient, and therefore, we held that lechetayla on a plane, one can make the tilat yadayim. Of course, not the beracha in the bathroom. He can wash the tilat yadayim in the bathroom itself of the plane, and he can come out and make the beracha, whether that's for the tilat yadayim sha'arit or the tilat yadayim of המוציא. I'm just reading שירותים שבתוך המטוס והשאי ליטול ידיו שם כשאין אפשרות אחרת. Well, there's no other choice. Well, it's really difficult on a plane unless you're going to take water and there's another sink, but it's not so easy to find another option. ויחסית משה בטר כסף. But he just says you should cover the toilet itself with the cover when you're making the Netilat Yadayim, just to minimize the tuma, and you make the beracha outside of the bathroom. This is the way it's brought down in the English Alkut Yosef, and those are the Shadayim on page 220.